Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, when it comes to computer viruses, I have had actually a pretty good run of getting viruses. Yeah, you think about the time, especially, you know, it's one thing to get them at home and have to call your computer friend, but when you get them at work, everybody knows about it. Like the time that I was Googling Himalayan furniture.
Yeah, well, you spelled it wrong.
Yeah, I did, yes.
And we may not know immediately, but yeah. We get that email from corporate after the fact, and then we have to take training on what not to go to and what not to click.
Because a person at work's kind of like me at home, because Tom taught me if something suspicious happens, just turn off your computer. And I did the other day, matter of fact. I was putting in a website, and I got one letter wrong. And so it was something.com. I put it in, one letter wrong, and all of a sudden, you know how that thing flashes up? It goes, warning, your computer has been infected, yada, 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 yada. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I reached down, immediately pushed a button going, if all else fails, maybe this will save me.
Yeah, again, but it can't hurt.
But you know what? It didn't do anything to my computer, I don't think, because after that, I went ahead and did the virus scan that you do.
Right.
And the quick scan, and it said I had no threats on my computer.
Most of those things are actually trying to get you to click on stuff that they put up afterwards.
Okay, so you see the warning, and you're like, oh, no, you're panicking, and then you got to push the button to say.
And it's like, okay, enter your information here, and we'll get this virus off for you.
Okay.
That's when you get into the big trouble.
Okay.
I think your computer's biggest threat is you.
It is. You need to quick scan me all of a sudden.
It's like, disconnect the keyboard.
Well, 45% say their personal data has been compromised by a hacking attempt or scam at work.
Wow.
So a lot of people are doing it at work, so there is a reason why we should actually take those videos, Kato.
And that's why everything they send me, I'm like, scam. Nope. So you want me to come in on a Monday? I don't think so.
What's sad is you got to feel like the company is like, oh my God, we can't even hire people that won't get us viruses. They're just constantly clicking on this stuff.
Well, 72% think that online scams have become more sophisticated. So you fall for that trick.
Well, just like here, they sent us an email not too long ago. Click this link. And thankfully, I don't ever check my email, so I didn't know. It was a scam. They were trying to set us up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I deleted it. I didn't even open it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I did.
Which is the correct thing. Although they were like, well, we would really like for you to have told us about it. Give a click on this thing that says you think it's a scam. I'm like, I didn't even read it.
All right. Most common compromise to things are personal passwords. 44% said social media account passwords. 24% said payment apps. And then the online retailers, 21% said online retailers' passwords are what's being compromised. And, now I will say this. Tom's kind of taught me, like, I was going to buy something from Bill's Outlet. Mm-hmm. It just says Bill's Outlet. And it looked like, it was like a, and then I Googled, I said, is Bill's Outlet legit? And then it showed me, like, no, it is not legit. A lot of complaints because it's fake merchandise, like a Nike shirt or whatever is a ripoff. It's not a real Nike shirt.
Hawk asked me, I'm like, no, go to Tom's outlet instead.
It really was Bill's outlet. And I'm like, do I really even need to Google this one? Because it was it's online.
That's an actual store, though. That there's a real Bill's outlet. But, like, I've been to it.
Well, Hawk didn't buy anything from it.
I didn't because it said a lot of shady comments on there saying this is most likely a scam.
I don't care if it's fake. If it looks good enough and it's cheap, I'll buy it in every color.
I do not want to brag, but I will let you know that Elon Musk's son, has DM'd me on X several times from several different accounts. And one of them was after he got falsely deleted on one of them. I'm like, Elon's own son got falsely accused of having a scam account, so he had to make a new one.
Wow.
Wow, that's tough.
Was that a real one? Okay, I'm so gullible. All right, 45% say they are reactive, not proactive, when it comes to cyber threats. And that's what happens to me. It's like, I am reactive because I'm like, oh, warning. Let me go ahead and do a quick scan real quick. They're not proactive with that.
See, I learned in the Napster days to be careful because I would download songs on my parents' computer and then you'd get that flash that you downloaded something wrong. So you'd start unplugging everything, hoping something worked.
If you messed up your parents' computer, that was a problem back then.
So many times.
Yeah.
They'd be like, what happened? I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to go listen to this Britney song again, though.
I had this problem with my in-laws for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Every Sunday, we'd come over for Sunday lunch, and they'd be like, can you take a look at our computer? Mm-hmm. And I would come back. I'm like, somebody clicked yes to something they shouldn't have clicked yes to.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think my father-in-law's ever met a box that said yes or no that he didn't check yes on.
I got to take this survey.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Nothing irritates me more than someone telling me a story that unlocks a new fear that I have to worry about.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to do that with you this morning. I saw this story and I immediately just thought to myself, great, now I have something else to be irrationally afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
This woman got up in the morning. She's going to feed her new baby, get the bottle ready. And as she woke up, she took a very strong, powerful yawn. Be careful. When it happened, she immediately felt a sensation. She said that it felt like an electric shock went through her arm and through her body.
Mm.
And she went to the hospital where they diagnosed her and found that I think it was C6 and C7 bones in her neck had shot forwards into her spine because of the force of her yawn.
Oh, my.
She was given a 50-50 chance of being able to walk again.
What?
But luckily, emergency surgery was able to correct it.
Ain't that something?
She said she yawned so hard that two discs shot forward into her spinal cord, compressing it against the spine.
I got to tell the boss I need to sleep more. I'll be in late tomorrow.
She says, my arm got stuck in the air. I felt an immediate electric shock sensation go through half my body. And I was having these electric spark sensations. It was like having a seizure down half my body, and I knew instantly something was very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So these surgeons ended up having to do surgery because when she yawned so hard, it took those bones in her neck and pressed them up against her spinal cord.
Isn't it so annoying when you get hurt doing something that's like not exciting?
Oh, well.
Just like basic life, and it takes you out.
I've thrown my back out sneezing while I picked up a potato chip before.
Yeah. It's like, I broke my back. Like, tell us the story. I yawned.
Yeah.
But how common is this? Can I win the lottery versus this happening to me?
Well, likely so, Cato. It's very rare, but it obviously can happen.
That's not the only thing that can happen. If you yawn wide enough, it can break your jawbone. That's true. Google it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. You can break your jawbone from yawning incorrectly.
Now I'm afraid to yawn at all.
Yeah.
Just pop off the hinges?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I've got to see that first. He's just saying
show
that.
Him. I'm not. Hey, grab that into my jaw right there.
But this is the kind of stuff that I'd rather not have known about. Mm. I mean, because there's really not much I can do about it, but now I have to worry about it.
But this is that stuff that I always spiral, and you're always like, but it's a 1 in a trillion chance.
Well, they don't have a specific number up there for me. I need to know what the odds are.
Well, you just need to pull back on that yawn next time. You're like, I cannot open up my mouth too far. It's like,
I'm fighting it now. Just talking about it.
Me too. I want to yawn, and I'm like, but too. I don't want to yawn because it doesn't seem worth the risk.
Is that like when you're talking about itching and you itch your hair?
Stop,
or something?
Yawn and itch.
Okay.
You can't just about itching. You got to give like lice or something to really worry about.
And yawns are catchable, right? It's like you see somebody yawn.
It's contagious.
It's contagious, yeah.
Catchable is what we use.
Catchable, but only one way, because if my son yawns, I will yawn, but then I'll try and do it back to him and he just looks at me.
Well,
he's so young.
I know, but when does that start?
Well, he's got to know at least, probably have to teach him what a yawn is first.
Huh. I was talking to a friend last night on the phone, and she kept yawning, and I kept yawning. I'm like, would you just go to bed? Because I'm not ready to go to bed yet. You're making me sleepy.
Another thing that's contagious is picking up a cell phone. That's dangerous.
Well, that's because your conversation's boring. So when people do that,
okay. Oh, Hawk is a danger to society.
Not Hawk in general, but
yeah.
If you're in the middle of talking to someone and they reach down and pick up their phone.
Okay. Now look, Tori's yawning. Nice. You're picking up your phone. What's next?
We're
I'm starting
apart.
To yawn.
I'm scratching too.
Well, she was in a wheelchair for months. She had to relearn how to walk, and she's left with a scar from where the doctors removed the disc in her neck, and she takes daily medication to manage permanent nerve damage. That's a pretty drastic thing from a yawn.
But was it one of those like full body? Because she said her arm got stuck up in the air, right?
Right.
So it was one of those super dramatic full body.
When you're burning calories by yawning, that's a sign you're very extreme with your yawn.
I'm going to count it, too. Yeah.
Your Fitbit's going off. Man, that was one heck of a yawn right there.
Ooh, 4 calories down.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
B93.7, good morning. This is the Hawk and Tom Show, and time for some birthday shout-outs. Happy birthday to Carolyn Lane, turning 15. Our good friend Anthony Conway,
yay.
Jenny Leopard, Sandy Johnson, Daniel Gravely, Lisa Hayes, Jennifer Amick, also Cody Thompson and Diane Brewer, and a shout-out to Mad World Haunted Attraction.
Tim and Joe.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This is one for you. Well, how many times do you use a towel before you wash it? Because I've got some expert advice on there. That towel needs to be washed probably more than you're washing it. Yeah. Why you should clean your towels after 3 uses.
That's ridiculous. I think you can make a week.
Okay.
What?
You don't use your towel for a week?
I'm usually 3's the most, and it really depends on.
Okay.
See, now that's the thing. I don't ever use the towel in my nethers.
Okay.
So there are certain areas that I blot dry with something else.
I'm clean.
What are you blotting
with? Well, I'm clean
that?
Too, but I'm not white. I'm not drying.
Huh? So what are you blotting it with?
Usually like yesterday's shirt.
The hand towel.
Oh,
yesterday's shirt.
Yeah, because it's going to go through the wash.
But that shirt's dirty. Okay. So now you're wiping a dirty shirt
I'm
on
not wiping, body. I'm blotting.
How many times, though, you're sitting there and you forget to change out the towels? It's the end of the shower. And you like go to like, you know, dry your face off or something. You're like, oh,
okay, if your towel stinks in 3 days.
How many times? Like, but you do that. I didn't say 3 days. I'm like, sometimes you just forget. And all of a sudden, you're like, I don't want to walk all the way to the towel closet.
I would say never.
I'm going to just shake off like a dog and air dry.
What gets me is when you step out and there's no towel.
Okay.
So now you have to run through the house soaking wet, freezing.
I've done that. Yeah.
Yes, I've done it.
It's worse on the winter mornings than it is in the summertime. But if you haven't washed your towels recently, you may want to. This is hygiene experts. Towels need to be cleaned after just 3 uses if it dries completely in between.
Yeah.
if you want to avoid getting any infections from bathroom germs.
No way.
Now, they explain that towels can act as havens for bacteria, fungi, dead skin, fecal matter, and many other germs.
How are you getting fecal matter on your towel?
Because you know why?
I just told you.
You're drying down there.
No, and plus I cleaned really good.
It's not just about you and the way you do it. There's other people out there that are drying.
So you're saying there's nasty people.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Because after I get out of the shower, there is nothing dirty on me anyway.
Except
like you
mind.
Said, Cato. I can't fix that.
If your towel has an odor of any kind, that indicates there are microbes growing on it. So if it does kind of smell, you know, a little moldy, it's time to change it out for sure.
The only odor, and I would prefer to call it a scent on my towel, is toothpaste from where I wiped my mouth off the day before.
With your towel?
Yeah. I'll go over and wipe my mouth off real quick.
Okay.
It's toothpaste.
That's some aggressive brushing right there. You're like a rabid dog.
I do.
Something.
I brush aggressively.
Like you got the foam coming out your mouth.
Yeah, why is it you see Hollywood? They're brushing their teeth. They barely have toothpaste. They spit and walk away without rinsing.
I know.
Yeah. And I look like I have rabies. Foaming at the mouth. It's running down. I'm gagging.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay, so if you need to sniff your towel, make sure it's okay there. And most household microbes are harmless.
Exactly.
Unless you share that towel with someone else, that ups the risk of coming into contact with germs from someone else's body, and your body's not used to that.
I had a friend who had a towel that was literally labeled butt and face.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
And that way you don't mix it up.
Was that for the wife and the husband?
I mean, butt and face. Like I said, I don't go into the really dark regions with my towel.
Okay. You've told us. I
don't use it for that.
Because they say the sun doesn't shine there anyway.
That's why it's dark.
it depends on what beach you're at.
but so I don't have that to worry about. I usually go at least a week, a solid week, and right. I usually, there's nothing wrong with it. It's clean. They're clean. I'm clean.
But some people do, like they'll wash their towel daily. Like, they'll use the towel, throw it in the hamper, and use it daily.
Them.
For me, sometimes I get the kids mixed up because they'll take showers in also the master bathroom. And I'm like, ooh, is this mine or is it theirs?
Oh, you mean the kid's towel.
The kid's towels, yeah.
You don't have your special hook? Like, I put my towel here every time?
I throw
time.
It over the shower rod thing, gosh. Yeah. So I'm like, sent mine or theirs? I'm like, Okay, I guess it's theirs. I'll go ahead and use it. But I need
so
to not
literally
do that.
What you just said.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I'm thinking because it doesn't smell the same as mine.
Well, if my wife and I were to share towels, it wouldn't matter because we're married.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We share germs all the time.
How many times you've kind of been quiet, Tori, in this conversation?
Couldn't get a word in.
do you wash your towels every day, or do you use them over and over?
So that's also why I was quiet, because I've realized today that I'm a little gross.
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, there's a concert you're not going to get to see.
Uh-oh.
And that is Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Wah, wah, wah.
Apparently, she was the front runner for the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show, but she turned down the opportunity because they wanted her to perform for free.
Well, let's face it, she's going to be watching her boyfriend there, her fiance. So,
but all the more reason not to want to have to do all the crap that comes with doing a show.
Yeah, she's got to sit there and focus on him and root him on, be his cheerleader, because most likely they'll make it again.
Well,
so often.
An unnamed music executive says, quote, she wasn't asking for favors. She was just asking for respect. She knows the kind of ratings that she would bring and the global attention she would command. She didn't want to hand that over for free. Now, the Super Bowl, from what I understand, does not pay performers because they feel like they are giving them so much exposure that they should do it for free.
The only thing they do cover is any of the pyrotechnics and stuff like that. But, they do not outright pay any of the artists.
And I can see their logic on that with a lot of artists. But with someone like Taylor Swift, the Super Bowl is not bringing her significantly more coverage than she already has.
I think she's being greedy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay anyone. She would bring in a big crowd, but people are expecting her because of her boyfriend. But I don't get why. Just do it. You've got enough money.
So you think she should do it for free because
everybody does it for free at the halftime show.
She's already bringing in plenty just by being there. She doesn't have to work while she's there, too.
Well, you know what? Michael Jackson, didn't he do it for free?
They like, all do it for free.
He was like the biggest star. Yes. Well, he was one of the first to ever do it. And he was like the biggest star at the time.
And because of her, look who we get now.
And she's probably the biggest star of this time.
They did make the announcement, we're going to get Bad Bunny instead.
Who?
Easter Bunny.
I believe, didn't he just marry Selena Gomez this weekend?
No, that was Benny Blanco. Benny. Oh, my goodness.
Benny
Blanco.
Okay. Heavens.
Yeah. So we're going to get Bad Bunny, which will be interesting. I know who he is, but I don't know that much about any depth of his catalog.
He's a better actor than rapper.
What happened to bringing in several artists and doing a variety show, not just sticking, like last year, Kendrick Lamar, I thought he just targeted certain people. And why don't you mix it up?
Yeah, well.
By just one person.
I liked it when they did bring like three or four different artists in. It's a lot of fun.
Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson. That was a memorable moment.
It worked so well.
You know what? Bring back, do three or four boy bands. We haven't seen like One Direction, NSYNC.
Backstreet Boys.
No, Justin wouldn't say yes to that, though, would he?
No, because
he needs the good publicity these days, though.
Hanson, get all those.
Yes, Umbop, I'm here. Yes, I love this.
Well, those of you who don't know, Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, professionally known as Bad Bunny, is a Puerto Rican rapper, singer, and record producer.
He's
the king of Latin trap. And he's credited with helping Spanish language rap music achieve mainstream popularity worldwide. And if I'm not mistaken, he was in the WWE at one point as well.
I don't remember that, but he's been in a lot of movies.
He was funny in Happy Gilmore, second one.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore.
He was very funny in that.
He is a one-time WWE 24/7 champion and has wrestled at the 2022 Royal Rumble and the 2023 Backlash pay-per-view event.
Wow.
So he's done WWE as well.
I didn't think he was that big of a guy. Maybe I'm seeing the other Bad Bunny.
That's why he's bad. How many hit songs does he have?
Now, that's a good question.
I mean, I think
overseas.
We're not overseas. We're right here.
I know, but not over
right
here.
Yeah.
We're in the South, y'all. Okay?
I'm just saying.
Give me Freebird.
I think you should have a multiple hit songs to perform the halftime show.
He has several.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, a few, but not like Taylor.
Well,
not like Janet.
He has Uno,
like
Verano, Cinti. He has YHLQMDLG. The Ultimo Tour del Mundo, Las Queno Iban Asalir. Oh, those are the albums?
Yeah.
This was me in Spanish class.
I know, right?
Los Cuelos.
Me too. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm saying.
Queso dip.
Chimichanga.
I don't know what songs he has that we would know.
We played a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
He dated Kendall Jenner, too.
You're not thinking of Mellow, whatever it was.
He was like...
Mushroom dude, whatever.
What? He's like on a couple of the big stars, and he'll rap... In the song,
he's a talented guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a nobody.
Well, I'm not saying. I just say I don't know his hits.
He's not Taylor Swift, though. I mean, you know.
And you know Los Cuelos. Mm-hmm. You just said it.
It's kind of like if they were like, we had a choice of having Dave Chappelle, but he backed out, so we're gonna have Hawk and Tom instead. They stepped out a little bit.
See, I agree, and I think this is gonna hurt some of Taylor's her fans because. They would got to have seen her perform for free because they can't afford to go to her concerts.
Well, that's a good point, too.
I mean, she makes a lot of money. Do it for the people.
Okay.
She does a lot for the people. She donates constantly.
Don't take up for her. Let me be on my own.
Taylor should think of this as a charitable event.
Yes. Write it off on your taxes.
She would if she could write it off. I doubt she gets to.
Put all this hard work into it. Hours and hours and hours. Days of training.
She has free time. She's been going to football games.
Would you do it for free?
Yes.
You would not.
I would.
If you were that famous.
You don't even show up to parties for free. You tell people that there's a fee.
You charge people for your autographs.
Moving right along now.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, what makes a guy nervous on those first few dates? A guy may get nervous on the first few dates due to the fear of rejection, pressure to impress, high expectations, uncertainty about the date's outcome, the anxiety of being judged. That's just a few things that they worry about or nervous about. And the nervousness is normal. It's a normal human experience that you have that, you know, those nerves when you ask them out on the first few dates. It can lead to self-doubt and awkwardness, though. But here are some of the things on the first few dates, the date rituals that the guy hates the most. You know what the number one thing is? Just asking her out on the date. That's one of the number one things that he hates. That's the number one answer.
It's scary.
Yeah, because they might say no.
I know. Most of the time they do.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Usually you try to ask someone who you think is going to say right. Yes. Like you try to get some kind of a vibe, have them check the box. Do you want to go out with me? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
That way you feel a little more confident.
That would be kind of funny to do that as an adult. Just send that letter. Have one of your friends pass it to her.
As you sit across from the lunchroom,
yeah.
What's she going to say?
Do you wad it up and throw it to her?
No, you don't do that, do you? That's second grade.
Huh?
I always had a friend give it to her.
I got you. Yeah.
All right, deciding what to do, number two on the things that the guys hate about a first few dates.
Well, you should have that already planned out before you ask.
You say that so confidently, but it's hard to figure out exactly what.
Is it? I mean, a nice restaurant is almost always a safe bet. Or if you're wanting to go casual, a coffee place.
Or maybe a museum.
No.
Okay. She'll say no next time.
Uh-huh. But you know, I mean, after a couple, you know, first few dates of eating somewhere, you got to do experiences together, create memories, right?
Yeah.
So that's what
after
I'm thinking about.
After a few dates, you've learned enough about the person to know what kind of stuff they like.
All right. A ritual that the guys hate most, saying goodnight. Kiss or no kiss?
Kiss.
Well, you say that every
always.
Time.
What's the downside?
She could reject you.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's the worst that can happen but is she's like, no.
If she is falling back like that Matrix thing where the guy's mm-hmm. getting the bullet shot at him and she's like making her neck go way back as you're going in for the kiss.
Then you know this didn't work out. Don't waste any more money.
Some people just don't like to kiss on the first
date. Oh, my God. It's year 2000 and late. You need to go ahead and get on the board with a kiss.
That's your opinion. But there's someone that does not, that does not want to kiss. It's okay if you don't want to kiss on the first date.
Move on.
I've asked before.
Okay.
I've asked. Mm-hmm. Of course, I just met her, but I was like, you're so beautiful. Do you mind if I give you a kiss? And she went for it.
Do you mind? What an interesting
way to phrase
that. I
don't think I said, do you mind?
I think I said,
you are so beautiful, may I kiss you, is what I said.
Do you mind passing the salt?
And a kiss.
She did not mind, and we dated.
Okay. Making small talk was next on the list. Just don't know what to say. That is something that the guy's nervous about. And then calling or texting the next day or so, or the next, 2 days after that. No set rule on that as far as it goes. But the fear of rejection, high expectations, also social pressure, the desire to make a good impression and perform well on the date to secure a second date adds pressure to what's going on with that date. Now, here's some signs that the guy's nervous, and you can help him out, ladies. Fidgeting or playing with his hands.
Let me stop fidgeting.
Okay. Adjusting his clothes or his hair repeatedly, putting his hair, you know, hands through his hair or something. That means that he might be nervous. Restless pacing or constantly moving and bouncing his legs over and over. If you're bouncing your legs and the table's shaking and the salt shaker and the ketchup's going all over the place.
Why are these always ADD symptoms? Every single time we talk about this.
Yeah.
I love the pacing. What is she sitting at the table at the restaurant? Hey, you want to sit down and join me?
He could be at the movie theater or something. He's waiting for her outside to meet, and he's pacing back and forth before they meet. Mm. I'm just trying to explain it away.
I like the pacing in the restaurant. He's like, well, did you want to get the water? And then I'll be right back around.
And then sweaty hands that he frequently wipes off on his pants is another sign that he is nervous.
You've been nervous for 20 years.
You know what? My hands, they do sweat. I don't know. It's like they can drip. It looks like they're crying sometimes.
Need to rub a little degree on there.
Yeah.
A little deodorant.
I could do that. But that's some of the signs that he is nervous. And the way that you can help him out and make the guy feel a little bit more comfortable is ask questions. If you see some of these behaviors, create a connection. Sitting next to each other rather than across the table sometimes can create a connection. Relax and just enjoy it. Try to enjoy it even if he is seeming a little bit nervous. And be a good listener. That's the thing you can. Yeah, that's the things that you can do to help him out. And when he is nervous on those first few dates,
I don't like sitting next to someone.
I don't.
If it's only two of us,
right?
Even at a four top table, if I'm with friends or whoever, sometimes depending, like if we're downtown and want to look out, then we'll sit on the same side. Otherwise, I'm going to look straight.
Well,
at you.
You can also sit like on the corner, like you know,
which we do at the on a
like
bar.
An L shape. Yes,
yeah, at a L shape we'll is a good thing corner, to do. But I don't like to. Yeah, I don't
this
like the side
like,
eye.
These are like losers who aren't going to get a second date.
Oh, my goodness, Tom. That's so judgmental. You act like you're like just this manly man who knew how to date.
I was.
Okay, you didn't on the first few dates.
I was pretty solid.
Right from the get-go. When you were, let's say when you were in high school, you were great at date. Okay, after high school.
Okay, I wasn't strong in high school. We're talking about after high school. You sound like you're talking about adults here.
I'm talking about like college age. Any. Like age, yeah.
12-year-olds. I mean, if you're going on a date with your sixth grade crush.
Yeah. You're on the playground. It's like, you know, do I push her on the swing or not? I'm going to flirt with her.
And where does mama sit? The restaurant.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.